This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More trouble in Chicago. Three undercover law enforcement officers were shot and wounded this morning on Chicago's South Side. The injuries reportedly not considered life-threatening. No arrests reported. This comes a day after 100 people were shot in Chicago, including two police officers who were wounded trying to break up a July 4th holiday crowd. Tropical Storm Elsa's fiercest wind and rain bypassed Surfside, Florida. The site of the condo building collapsed as the storm made its way to what forecasters expected would be landfall somewhere between Tampa Bay and Florida's Big Bend. And Elsa's not just bothering Florida, says our Mike Hempen.
Forecasters said Elsa would slice across inland North Florida as a tropical storm with strong rains and wind, then move on to Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia before heading out in the Atlantic Ocean by Friday. Schools and government offices in the Tampa area were closed and most public events postponed as Elsa approached Tuesday.
This is day 14 of the search for victims of the Surfside, Florida condo building collapse. 36 people known dead, more than 100 people still missing. Authorities say they are still focused on trying to find survivors. Miami-Dade County Police Director Freddie Ramirez.
We're in a search and rescue mode. It's an active investigation, and we're focused right now. Our primary goal right now is to bring closure to the families.
He was heard on WPLG-TV in Miami. Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says the families of the missing are preparing for news of tragic loss, as she puts it. Haiti's President Jovenel Moïse has been killed in an attack on his home. The White House describes the attack as horrific and tragic and said it's still gathering information on what happened. This is AP News. Our Charles de Ledesma has more now on the assassination of Haiti's president.
Haiti's interim prime minister says in a statement, President Jovenel Moïse has been assassinated after a group of unidentified people attacked his private residence. Claude Joseph said Moïse's wife, First Lady Martine Moïse, is in hospital. Joseph condemned what he called a hateful, inhuman and barbaric act, adding that Haiti's national police and other authorities had the situation in the Caribbean country under control. The killing comes amid deepening political and economic instability and a spike in gang violence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Miss Mexico contestants from almost half of Mexico's states have tested positive for the coronavirus. The contest was ended after the results came in. Authorities had gotten an anonymous tip that one of the contestants had the virus, so everybody was tested. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.